And as the songwriter says, he is an on-time God. Why is he an on-time God? He woke you up this morning. He's giving you an opportunity to be in his presence on this morning. He is letting you, giving you an opportunity to praise his holy name, because he is so worthy to be praised. Every time I get up and I'm able to get up and have my right mind and walk around and look outside and see God's glory, see his beauty, see how marvelous he is, it puts a smile on my face. Because long, long time ago, I could have been dead and gone. But I know on today, you should know all over the, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, that is God's finger that's waking you up. It's God that's doing everything that's happening with you right now. I'm not talking about bad things. Let's not take that out of context. Everything that you're able to do right now, whether it's move your limbs, whether it's you able to get up and do jumping jacks, even if you can't get up and do jumping jacks, you got a mind this morning where you're able to praise the Lord. You got a heart in your body where you're able to love the Lord. So that's what I'm saying to you this morning. Get up, give God some praises. You may be sleepy, you might have slumbered last night, but it's a new day that's coming with a new beginning, a new day where you're able to command your atmosphere. Get up, start your day with greatness. Let anything and everybody, whoever that get in your way that tries to stop what God has given you on this day, you knock them out of your way. Knock them out of your way by decreeing and declaring that no weapon formed against you shall prosper on this day. Every word that rises up against you shall be condemned, because you are ambassadors. You are victorious. You are God's creation, and your purpose is for him to be glorified. Don't you forget that. Move on, carry on. Don't you stop. Don't you get into a place where you just fail to recognize who God is in your life. I say all that to say we thank you again for joining into our executive meeting where we put God first. He is at the head of the table. We are surrounding him as we eat the daily manna that he's feeding us and drink the living water. I am excited for what God is getting ready to do today, because I'm from where we left off yesterday, I know today that fire, that Holy Ghost fire, getting ready to come and burn some hearts, burn some feet, burn some hands. So just put your seatbelt on, as Mother OG says, and get ready for the spiritual ride. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Bring us in prayer.
Good morning, Evangelist. And good morning, Saints. And once again, we'd like to thank you for coming in and tuning in with us at our executive meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It's an awesome feeling to have you here with us and have him here in our presence, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. It's truly, 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 God, a joyous occasion, oh God, to have people to commune with you, oh God, to fellowship on you, oh God. But today, oh God, as we shall seek your face, oh God, like never before, oh God, let us not be a hindrance to our own life, oh God. May we remove the things that are not of you, God, out of the way, oh God, and continue to seek your face, oh God. Let us not, God, be tarry in the spirit, oh God. Let us be strong pillars and strong powers in you, oh God, to do your work like God. God, like never before, oh God. We stand strong, God, in you, oh God, because we know, God, this is a task of God, that you will put many a call, God, but few are chosen, oh God. We thank you, God, for calling us, oh God. May we once we still one while we accepting the call, oh God, make us strong, God. Continue to help us be strong, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. May we continue to, God, to heed warning to sound counsel, oh God. That is wisdom. That's true wisdom. That's true love from you, oh God. Let us know this, God, because out of chaos, God, you create order, oh God, because no, nothing within you, God, can be chaotic, God. Only you, God, can promote order, God. So today, God, we command order in our life, oh God. We command prosperity, God, in our life, God, to the level of us in our life, oh God. We command, God, you, oh God, for you, oh God, to do a thing exceedingly and abundantly, oh God, that we cannot set our mind on, God, but we will keep our mind on you, God, not the things that you have to come, God, but the things that you are, you, the things of you, oh God, the things that you have us to do, God, the things that you have us to do in our spirit, oh God, the tuning, the fine-tuning of us, oh God, that's us, God, yes, God, continue to fine-tune in us, oh God, the mind and spirit of you, oh God, we thank you, God, for this knowledge, oh God, and this counsel, oh God, this wisdom, oh God, we thank you, God, for instilling the knowledge in the men and women of God that's coming forth, oh God, because it's true, Lord, true, God, a true word, and we truly need, oh God, this day on forth, oh God, thank you, God, as we heed this warning, oh God, let us not be worried about the things to come, oh God, but seek your face, oh God, to do the things of you, oh God. Let us not, oh God, let us not, God, oh, let us not, God, be worried with the things of man, oh God, with the things of land, oh God, but where we seek the heavens, oh God, and search the heavens for you, oh God. We could continue to stay, Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Stay in the presence of you, oh God, like never before, oh God. We love you, God, like never before, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the things you're doing, oh God. We thank you for the men and women, God, that can tell us the word, God, like never before, oh God, to seek us and keep us in order, oh God, of you, oh God. We thank you, God, because this is truly a blessing, oh God. We thank you, God, for the men and women, oh God. Thank you, God, lift them on high, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you for you, oh God, for you, oh God, being you, oh God, doing the things you're doing. You've never left us out of your eyesight, God. May we continue to stay in the will of you, oh God. May we never leave out of your will, oh God. It's you, oh God, we love. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. That's what I need to say. To God be the glory. Has everybody woken up this morning? Has everybody gotten up, put water on their face, ready to dive into the word of God, ready to expound on what took place yesterday? As you all can, let me just give you a recap. The song came on just talking about the ladder. Your ladder being greater, just being greater. We went into Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, where God promises that the glory of the latter house would be greater than the glory of the former temple. And even in that scripture in verse 8, it says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. God had already prepared everything that needed to be to. God had already made preparation for everything that needed to take place to build that temple. All he needed was some willing hands. All he needed was somebody to step in, people that were willing to work, to use their hands, and using their hands knowing that he would grant them peace and prosperity. Peace and prosperity was coming hand in hand, and that's the same thing that God is doing now. And Apostle Temple came on giving his prophetic stating that God had, that the Spirit, him communing back and forth with the Spirit had, you know, basically let him know that, yes, I have put something in place, but I don't need you to, I'm putting it in my words now, I need you to just stop there. I don't need you to get to the place where you have become complacent, you have become lazy, you have become to the place where you're looking for people to do things for you. When I place the opportunity out there before you, I've given you the things just as God did in Haggai 2 and 8. He prepared the material. He gave the tools. He gave everything that's needed to move forth on it, to build that temple. Just as God has provided, he makes provisions for us daily for us to move on, not to get into a place where you are depending on others to get you from point A to point B. Even if you look at the life of Jesus, the 3 years that he walked on this earth, he did not depend on other people to do different things. He did give assignments. He did give instructions for people to do it, but when they could not do it, he didn't have a problem with getting up as they were in the boat and the river, the waters the storm came up. Jesus didn't have a problem with calming the storm, but although he had given them, all they needed to do was believe. All they needed to do was activate their faith, and things would have worked out for them. And this is where you and I are today. We have to get into a place where we are not just sitting back and waiting for others to do something. And if I may, before we move on, I was so yesterday, it wasn't even like 10, I even wrote it down, 8:17 a.m. yesterday, a little bit after getting off the broadcast. Everything that Apostle Temple basically had spoken, I had a person to call me and started complaining, and they were talking about the stimulus checks, and they were talking about jobs, and this person got a good job, and was asking about, did I know a lawyer that she could sue the union and sue different people because they're not doing what they're supposed to do with her with work. And I said, well, what is the problem? She said, oh, I just haven't been going to work. I said, so how are you living? She said, oh, I'm getting assistance from the government. Okay, well, for some people, that's where they need to be at this point in time. I was one of those people at one time. But one thing about it, when I was down on my back, down in my bed, on my deathbed, yes, I did. But when I made a vow to the Lord and asked him if he allowed me to rise again, that I would never be into that place, not in that place mentally, not in that place physically. I always want to be in a place where I am using my hands, where I am using my mind, where I'm using every active limb in my body, because God created us. He said in Ephesians 2:10, that, one second, let me get to that. I want to make sure. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do good things. He planned for us long ago. God already knew what he planned for us. He already knew exactly the plans that he had for us. It wasn't for us to be in a place where we did not have. It wasn't for us to be in a place where not even the sickness that's in our body. It wasn't, that's not what God planned for us. What we as a people, we take on ever different things. We see what other people have going on around them. Right now, what's going on around, I will sit home. I will get unemployment. I will sit home because it may be paying me more than what I may be getting on my job. Instead of you getting up and you working and you doing whatever needs to be done to receive a raise on your job, or for you to get up out of a poverty state mind, we like to lay down and stay there because that's what my next door neighbors are doing. That's what my cousins are doing. That's what different people that I know. Instead of you going and, as Apostle Temple say, the jobs are there. The jobs are there. And I want to tell you all this. This is just how transparent. It was my baby sister. So an hour later, I called my oldest sister that's the executive director over this labor company called AFSCME, and we got her on the phone, and we just started talking to her. And I was so grateful that the prophetic came through because I was able to share what the words of God had said to her, said to me yesterday, to share it with somebody else, to get her out of that poverty state of mind, to let her know that, first of all, it's nowhere in our bloodline. And secondly, you need to come up out of the state of mind that you have. And that's when God took me to Ephesians 2:10. I'm grateful for notes. I'm grateful that different things, the Holy Spirit can quicken me to remind me of some things, to let her know this is not the plan that God has for us. This is not why he created us. God, our purpose is for him to be glorified. You being in the situation that you're in, you chose to be in that situation. You chose not to go to work. You chose to sit and manipulate the system. So now you're in a place that you want to go through. You want to get a lawyer and try to sue different people. People of God, that's not how it works. That is not how it works. And as I said in Ephesians 2:10, God laid out a plan for each and every last one of us before we even made our appearances on this planet. Wherever you're at, you could be in South Africa, Nigeria, Canada, Fiji, Asia, wherever you're at. God had already created a plan for us. And guess what? It's not a plan of failure. It's not a plan of misery. It's not a plan of poverty. It's not a plan of sickness, disaster, and disease. God's plan is a good plan, a plan for us to have a good, healthy life, for us to be happy, for fulfillment, for us to be prosperous. Not for us to be in a place where every time you pick up the phone, you lagging, you complaining, you whatever. I have to say this, and she may get upset with me. Mother Helen, we call her Mother OG. Every single time that I pick up the phone to call her, just to ask her how she's doing and just to say I love you, how you doing, do you know she has a praise coming out of her mouth? This is an 84-year-old woman that's suffering with a sciatica nerve situation, but it's a praise coming out of her mouth. All you can sit and hear her talk about is how I want to get up. I want to walk around the block. I want to do this. The only but you're going to hear is that COVID is hindering me from doing that. I refuse to lay on my back. This is an 84-year-old woman that's seasoned enough to know what God has for us. We don't have to wait to 84 to recognize or to realize. What you need to do is activate the things, really understand who God is in your life, really understand who you are to God, because that's what I think what people lack. They so used to dealing outside of the will of God into the witchery spirits that goes around, so they sit and they pull hold to those spirits, and that becomes their God. It becomes their God. It is okay for you to lay around. It is okay for you to do nothing. It's simply okay for you to forget the good plans that God has for you. In scriptures to back up Ephesians 2:10, we already know in Jeremiah 20:11 where God says he knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for us. If you go to John 10:10, Jesus said the thief comes in order to steal and destroy, but I came that they may have enjoy life and have it in abundance, to fulfill it to an overflow. That I'm adding that for an overflow, for you to have an abundance, for an overflow. And in 3 John 2, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way, and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prosper. See, I looked up scriptures that was talking about prosperity, because this is where we need to be. When apostles say we're here now in the glory, but a lot of us don't recognize that we're in the glory. We don't recognize because we our mindset is not correct. We are conformed, hallelujah, to this world. We're not looking at beyond what we see here in the physical. We cannot go into the spiritual because we're too stuck on the natural. But see, God gives us where we can be here on earth as it is in heaven. We can sit and allow. vow and pray and put ourselves in situations where we can live as it is in heaven, where we can sit and call those things as if they were already in our lives. And as we continue to decree them and declare them and command them and walk into them, then your life, a change comes into your life. And listen, saints, I'm not telling you something I don't know. I done been to the high, I done been to the very low, but I'm going to tell you where God did. God picked me up from the very low, and I'm in a place now. I'm in the middle, but I'm still striving to get to the top. It doesn't matter what needs to be done. I'm not by any means necessary, as long as it's not out of the will of God to get to where God has for me. Because when I read the scriptures and I see that this is what he has for me, it gives me a hunger. It gives me a thirst. It builds me up. It just gets my motor running to start running a little faster. Yes, we crawl like a snail. Yes, we get up sometimes and we take the baby steps. But we should be to a place right now where we're running. Because if you look around through the pandemic, how God has blessed us. God slowed up time for some of us. His grace, everybody should be standing. His grace is sufficient. We lost some. Yes, we did. We're still losing some. COVID is still very much active out there. But guess what? God allows you to lay down in the green pastures as he continues to put things and plans into action. Don't you get it twisted that man did anything. God uses his wisdom. God uses, he puts the understanding and all of those things into place. Why? Because he has a good plan laid out for you and I. All you need to do is apply. Put the work in. Put the work in. You may not be in a place where you can go out and physically work, but you can pick up that phone. You can have a Bible study with somebody. You can pick up that phone instead of gossiping and spread the good news of the Lord. You can pick up that phone and talk to people. Somebody may be on the edge getting ready to jump off. All of that is work. Instead of you sitting there in your bed watching as the day and the world turns, even if that, I don't even know if that's still a soap opera. But at the bottom line, what I'm saying to you is I need to get into a place where we have a drastic, a tremendous, a major mind change. Your mindset needs to change because God did not create us to live in mess. He did not create us to live in poverty. He did not. When you sit and hear about the project, that's exactly what it was, a project. We as a people sit and our mind gravitated. We allow people to hold us there. I know people right now that live in the project that I can't sit and say they living like the Jeffersons, but I can sit and tell you they not wanting no more. They not letting out where their living conditions was. I'm out the projects of Miami-Dade County, but guess what? It did not define me, and I'm not sitting and saying living in a project is a problem. What I'm sitting and saying to you is it was a project. It was a project that people got stuck into. That's not how God wanted us to plan. That's not what God planned. That was man's plan. That was man's plan. And we're in a place right now where the change, he said, the glory is here now. The glory is here now. The scripture also says that God changes us day by day. So you should be into a place now where you are willing to change. Minister Chiquita, do you have anything you want to add to this? Okay, moving on. Okay, praise the Lord.
Yes, Evangelist, I'm here. Sorry for the delay. I do have something to add. A poverty mindset is something, it's a place where I did not know that I was intentionally living there. And I did not intentionally know that I was being out of the will of God, because it was some of the things that I was doing was embedded in me from childhood. And we as an adult, and we once we get grown, it's time to depart from childlike ways and do adult things. And that verse right there, it sounds like stop playing with toys and different things like that. To me, it translates, and eventually an apostle work, it translates that you have to put away the old mindset. You have to put away the childlike mindset, the childlike actions, the childlike ways, so you can move forward and stay in a blessed place within the will of God. See, I did not know this until I got around true women of God that was doing the righteous things and not on the tightrope, teetering back and forth between today and tomorrow. If you understand that, as you teetering you between God and ungodly, you touch it in the demonic realm, but you godly, but you didn't touch it in the demonic realm. And it confused me when I finally did see true women and men of God doing things that their life was blessed. They wasn't worried about things that was going on in their life. Not saying that things didn't happen, but the way they responded to it, the way they responds to it, and the way they channel the energy a whole nother way, let's just find the answer. Let's just find the solution. It showed me a whole nother light in God. The light of God showed through them. It made me want to be that way. I wanted to be that way. Like, I wanted to have that feeling. It isn't the things that they had. I wanted that feeling of peace that they had. And it wasn't anything that it was, and I thought that it was something I wanted. It was God pulling me. It was God pulling me, telling me it's your time. It's time for you to put past the things that got you out of the way from me. It's time. Just because certain people are doing it, just because certain family members are living this way, they doing this way to get their funds, and they living abundantly, you have to look past that, because the way I have for you is exceedingly past the amounts and past the wisdom and past the mindset that they have that I'm finna instill in you. You have to keep your mind on me. Keep your eyesight on me. And this is what God was telling me in this time period within about 4 years ago, right before I came to ADM. I got married on the 27th of May, and the 28th that Monday, that Sunday, I was in church. God told me that on that Saturday between that, I need you to change your ways. You're not going to live the life that past family members will live. There's things that you go that's got to be broken, and you're going to be the one that do it. So I need you to get up and go to this church. Like, the paper had been sitting on my wall, stapled on my wall for 2 days with ADM on it. And I just sat there and looked at it. I kept getting up and looking at it like, okay, I'm going to go. And I went, but the word that I received was, I was going in the flesh, but the spirit was crying for help. The spirit needed it. It was, get yourself together, daughter. Do you know what you, do you know who you are? Do you know the greatness in yourself? Do you love yourself, is what the man of God asked me. And at that time, I did not, because I didn't know the true love of God. I did not know the true love of God. I was out of the will of God. I had not been seeking His face. And here's the thing about it. I was raised up in the church, and I know better. I knew better. But I continued to walk out there in this world and do things, did what I wanted to do. And it got me catching up in the spirit, catching up. I'm just getting places where I should have been. I should have been, Lord. And I thank you for that grace in itself, Lord. Thank you, God, for catching me and sending me on the journey of you, God, the spiritual journey of seeking you, God, to seeking peace, oh God, seeking your peace and your God, your face. Because when I was walking around in that wilderness, I was in anguish. I was in mental pain. I was in physical pain. Not today that I don't get pains, but you know what? I'm able to get up and say, you know what? I'm going to keep on moving. As long as I had God put breath in my body, like Mama OG said, I want to move. I'm going to get up and I'm going to move. That's the grace of God right there. And I understood it 4 years ago that God loves me like never before.
And how can I not understand the love that God has for me? The love that Jesus Christ had for me, that he gave his only begotten life. What a friend we have in him. What friend do we know that's going to do that, give their life for us? So why not stay in the presence of the Father? This safety was in the presence of the Father. You have a friend that laid his life down for you. That's the ultimate love. You know how there's a list that I pray for. I go to bat for. But that's a daunting task for all of us that he did, for us to not to stay, for us to not to be in the presence of him, for us to not to change our mindset, for us to not to change our heart. That's the biggest thing we got to change. It's our heart, because we put things in there that we don't know that's in there, and certain things that bubbles up, and we won't fix it. We bubble, we push it back down in there, not knowing it's tarnishing our vessel. It's staining inside of our vessel, and we're not cleaning ourselves up. We out of alignment of God. We out of his will when we do that, when we don't fix in self, when we don't fix in self the things that's not of God. So stop pushing the things down that you know you need fixing. Stop pushing that anger down. Stop pushing that worryation down. Stop pushing the stuff down in you that's making your stomach flip up when you get sick on your mind of thinking about it. Put it in God's hand, because you out of his will when you do that. How can you worry and please God at the same time? How can you worry and worship God at the same time? How? It's not, you're not able to. And I can tell you that because it was me that done those things. It kept me in a whirlwind of anguish. And I tell you something else, it brings on mental disabilities that you are not born with. It will have your mind going in circles. You don't know which way to go. That's not an easy place to be in, saints. And I promise you, you want to stay in the will of God, because you don't want to go around in the wilderness. You don't want to go around the mountains. You want to go up to the mountaintop. You don't want to go around in the wilderness. You want to seek his face. You want to stay in his presence, saints. It's a joyous feeling. It's a feeling that sometimes I don't have a word to manifest out my mouth, the feeling that it gives me. If I don't get another physical thing, he gave me breath in my body this morning. He woke me up, and I don't like to die three times. God gave me grace. So that's why I wake up every morning. I praise his name, and I will continue to, and I won't let nothing stop me from being out of the will of him, not even me. Any pain that I get up, I don't care. A headache, I don't care. I will get up on here. I'm going to speak his name and praise his name and tell somebody about a friend that I got named Jesus. He's a friend I got. It's a friend that everybody needs. He's a friend that you need everything from him, but he really don't need nothing but you to praise him and seek his face. He just wants you to be, he wants you, him to be your one and only. Your one and only, like you do your boo thing. He wants to become your first boo thing. Your first boo thing, you the first thing you wake up in the morning, the last thing you think about when you lay down. He wants to be your boo thing. And once you get your boo thing, your relationship together with him, then your real boo thing, that relationship will start manifesting, because you got to get the real true love of God in your life. I'm telling you, saints, this is not something that's written down. This is something that I'm living. I'm telling you, I was turmoil in my marriage and different things until me and my husband got into the light of God and we started seeking his face. It was all kind of things going on in our relationship, all kind of things, arguments, all kind of stuff. And he'll get on one day and probably let him tell it. But it was things that we were doing that was not in the will of God. We had got out of the place of God. And God put us back in that place to where no man, no son, no daughter, I need you here. Go here. Seek the word. Get the word. And I got a blessing for you there. And when I did that, I've been blessed ever since. It's been a true blessing of God seeking his face every morning. It's a delight to get up and praise his name. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. I'm sorry. Amen. One thing I heard you saying, Minister Chiquita, it appears that you had to get to a place as everybody else does to maintain balance. in order for us to get into a place where we are staying in the will of God, where we recognize that God has a great plan for us, where we recognize that we must that we are here to for Him to be glorified, where we recognize that we are His masterpieces. We have to get to a place where we maintain balance. In the first place, I know that people take on the scripture, 1 Peter 5:8, where it talks about Satan who roams around hungrily seeking to devour us. But one thing I want to sit and say, Satan does roam around. He does do that. But as we have been taught over the years, that the first person that you have to get out of the way before you start blaming Satan, because it goes back to free choice, free will. This is what God gives us. So we learned 2 weeks ago that anything outside of the will of God is witchery, and you can stay, you have the ability to stay in the will of God. Of course, it's hard. Of course, it's in a place where you have to get, you know, where you have to put the work into place. You have to put the work, but you have to maintain balance, and you have to put self-image on, put your self-image first. And I am going to back out of the way, and we are going to bring our very own Apostle Temple on this morning so he can put the finished, he may bring the four-course meal into play. Good morning, Apostle.
Amen. For time's sake, amen, I just want to go ahead and run through certain things. And God bless everyone that is tuning in this morning, amen. For time's sake, amen, because I really want you all to really lock into what the Lord is saying, you know, especially all over the world, especially the prophetic message, amen. You know, one thing about it, we could want all day for you, amen. But you got to understand that you have to not only want it for yourself, but you got to want it enough to where you can get up and do something about it, amen. A lot of people want different things, but because of your wants, it doesn't bring manifestation. That just brings your desires. And so many people are not in that place where the Bible declares that God says, I will bless even your desires. That's a place that you have to get into first. Amen. You still got steps that you have to take. You have to show God that you're thankful of the little. Amen. So many people not even thankful of the little. And I'm not talking about being thankful in form of joyful pleasures, amen, because you could take what you have, or you could take finances or different things that is, again, given to the people here in the United States of America, amen, and you could go and enjoy it, and you could have a pleasure enjoyment, amen. Pleasure enjoyment is not true thankful. And so many people get that messed up because they think, you know, because, oh, yeah, I'm good. I got this. I'm good. That's not truly being thankful. You just enjoying the pleasure of what you have. And because, and the reason why is pleasure, because you turned it into pleasure. Amen. Many people got to understand pleasure comes from what you take with your substance and you turn it into fleshly pleasure. Amen. Because you could take the same blessing and take it into a place to where you being responsible. You could be, you being responsible, you being accountable. Amen. To where it's not fleshly pleasure. Amen. God can financially bless you, and you can have different types of people take the financial blessing. I'm going somewhere because I'm going to break it down in scripture, amen? And you got certain type of people, amen, will take the financial blessing, and they'll go on and just spend it all up. They'll spend it all up to the things that they enjoy, amen? And even though they have responsibilities knocking at their door, but they'll go and explore it, they'll go on and just have a good time. That is fleshly pleasure. So you took a blessing, or you took resources, and you turned it into fleshly pleasure. Then you have these other type of individuals, amen,
to where they are partially, they're partially responsible, and but at the end of the day, they're going to make sure they get their pleasure in. And a lot of times, something drives people to be just good enough. In other words, just partially, amen? They've probably been partially responsible because if they don't pay half or put something on their rent, they know they ain't going to have no place to stay. Why? Because they done burnt all their bridges. Even mom and them don't want them to come back and stay in their basement, amen? So they become partially responsible, and they become just doing something good enough just to get by to the next place or to the next time or the next movement, amen? But they constantly fall in debt. They constantly go in debt, in debt, in debt, in debt. Because now this old saying, they got to rob Peter to pay Paul, amen? Because the resource that is coming in, it's not enough that to sustain what's going out. Even though we can make it enough when we say no. We can make it enough when we just stop feeding our natural pleasures, amen, and taking care of responsibility. A lot of people use this excuse, amen, I just work too hard. I just got to make sure I take care of me, take care of me. That's fine. But do you know you taking care of you when you deal with your obligation and your responsibilities that you signed up for? Amen? So many people of a poverty mindset, they don't reach success. My God, they don't reach success until they come out of the place where I got to just worry. I'm finna just worry about the day. And tomorrow going to be a – that's a poverty mindset. You can get people to get major resource comes into their life, but they will not see the fruit of the resources that comes into their life because they constantly having a poverty mindset. Amen? Even though they got resources and success is coming around them, but they got poverty mindset. Then you got the other type of people, amen, that they don't deal with so much of pleasure. You call them, hey, y'all, I want to go on out. Girl, I can't go out right now. Why? I don't have it. Well, you never had it. How in the world you got this good job, but you never have anything because I'm taking care of my responsibility, and I'm making sure I use wisdom to put things up for a rainy day. It ain't if the rainy day going to come. It's a matter of time when the rainy day is going to come, and I make sure that I don't have to be, my God, the borrower, but I could be the lender, and I don't have to worry about your snotty attitude. I don't have to worry about your funny ways. I don't have to worry about you rolling your head. You're rolling your head and got to talk about me behind my back, and you got to hold over my head what you did for me. Yeah, I'm talking to somebody this morning. Amen. How many of you done been in that place? Amen. Folks, just hold it over your head. I did this. I did that. I did this. I did that. Amen. They use things to blackmail you to get things that they want. Amen. That's witchery, witchcraft, because they're going to use an object, and the object is what they did for you, amen, to control what they want from you. And there's so many people that have been into that place, amen. You don't owe no one nothing, amen. You just thank God, amen, at the end of the day, if I have it, I have it. But some, you got to understand your natural pleasure is here to manage, amen. When you done work and you don't work and done labor, then he lay you down in the green of pasture. Now I want to take you to the story in the Bible, just a couple of them, my God, just two of them real quick, amen. One of them is, you remember the story of the God blessed the men with the different talents. You got one talent, two talents, three talents, four talents. He blessed them with these different talents, and they took the talent, and they had to go and do and bring increase to their talent. Amen. Some of them, my God, brought increase to that talent. But some of them, or the individual that looked like they didn't have really much to work with, they ain't do anything to much with. Amen. To work with. So you got to understand, your little could turn into much, but it's the perception that you looking at. Amen. Get out of everybody else's house and look at your house. Get out of what everybody else doing, and you look at what you doing. You put yourself in that mirror and understand that success and prosperity is coming to me because of what I am on. What I look like success and prosperity is not, my God, a lot of times it's not well success and prosperity. Why? Because the Bible declares that the blessings of the Lord make it rich, increase, and add it no sorrow. You ain't finna repo this, amen? Because why? At the end of the day, finna make it rich and add it no sorrow. So we have to understand the two. But this is where I want to get at, my God Almighty, to let you know of the prophetic word that God was given. And my goodness, I'm going to share it with you all on Sunday. Amen. If the Lord don't take me nowhere else, because it's a word that people need to be taught, you need to be hearing, you need to understand. Because at the end of the day, oh, God's going to get me. He got me, girl. I told you he's going to bless you. Yes, in the season, my God, God's going to see what you're going to do with it. Amen. How you going to work it. Why in the world God want to give keep blessing somebody? Same thing with the people with the story about their talent. He want to increase your talent, but you ain't even do anything what you got. You too busy looking at who got the five, and you too busy looking at who got the four. Amen. You ain't do anything. You ain't do anything, my God, to work with what you have. And so many people got to understand it. Amen. And I wish that the Christian community get out of that God going to bless you and God going to take care of this. That is a lie from the pits of hell. My God, oh, you sold this, baby. God going to bless you. Baby, let me tell you something. That is a manipulation strategy for them to keep their financial responsibility up. Because why? I don't care if they the grand pope in the attire. I don't care where you at, what country in, what religion, non-denomination, or what faith that you are in. You could be a Catholic community and you can deal with the grand pope. You best believe that building, that car, them lights, they got bills and responsibility, and it finances or whatever their resources need to come, it need to come from somewhere. Can I tell somebody the truth? Amen. It needs to come from somewhere. The heaven doesn't rain down bags of money and drop it out, and you the pope and you the bishop and you the apostle, let me take care of your responsibilities. I got you. You wiped away. Because it doesn't work like that. Amen. They have to operate, my God, resources, and also they need to operate in profit. Why? Because a lot of them have staff and they got to pay their staff. Amen. So you got to understand the economics of how the economics flow in the natural world. And so many people get so caught up in the spiritual world of economics, amen, and they are not realizing that the spiritual realm is also governed, my God, by the natural flow of things. How do you know that? Well, you do something out of the law of economic flow, amen, in the natural realm, let's sure, if you don't get caught, you're lucky, but if you get caught, you got what judgment going to come your way, amen? You can catch time in jail, you can catch tickets, you can catch some horrible stuff that was happening because you don't flew out of the proper or the legal way of economic flow and you went into illegal ways. Things can and things will can happen. I don't care how well you speak in tongues. I don't care how well you see in visions. Amen. That is going to happen. Amen. Because why? Heavens or the earth or the heavens is also governed by the economics or the laws, my God, of this land. Read your Bibles in there. I want to show you something in the book of Haggai real quick. In the book of Haggai, amen. And hopefully you come Sunday, I get back in this here and really break it down some more, amen. In the Bible of Haggai, the prophet of Haggai, God dealt with Haggai for a short period of time to deal with the people. All he has is two chapters. That's all he has. I think Haggai is about one of the shortest books in the Bible, but it's so powerful, amen. And it shows you another side of God, another character of God, amen. And basically what I was sharing with you all on yesterday, amen. And the Bible says in 1 and 4, it says, is it time for you and yourself to dwell in your pendle houses while this house lies in ruin? So, in other words, asking them a question, is it time for you to just sit here and lay on your couch? My God, basically what it's saying, you have a house. No, it's so it identified that they have a home. It identified they have a shelter. And it tells them, then the Bible declares, my God, you dwelling in here. So you all up in your stuff, amen. You chilling, you doing your thing, amen. You all up in here. Now watch this. Then the Bible says in number 6 verse, it says, you have sown much. But you have so much and harvest little. So in other words, you spent so much. You spent a whole bunch, but what did you harvest? Little. What did you gain? Little. What did you reap? Little. What did you invest in? I invested in, son, but what you gaining out of? Little. Because why? I invest in my pleasures. Amen. And it says you have sown much and you harvest little. Then watch this. You eat, but you never have enough. Uh-huh. My God, oh, Lord, I got to go to this crab shack, girl. I got to get me some crabs. Amen. By the time you finish that, girl, I'm just still hungry. There's something just happened. It just ran out of me. Amen. Y'all got that chicken wing place. You never have enough. Amen. And it's always something eating the resources. And as long as the resources there, oh, girl, I ain't worrying about it. I got something right on over here, girl. Let's go on back out to eat. Ooh, child, I just got to, girl, I just don't have enough. All of something, everybody stop cooking. Amen. Stimulus, money, all this stuff starts flowing. Nobody don't want to cook no more. Ooh, child, ain't, girl. So the Bible says you eat, but you never have enough. Then it says, watch this, you drink, but never have your fill. So you're drinking, you're not even full. You know, my old girl, I just need me a sip. Give me my drink. Ooh, girl, just give me my drink. You never did this. Now you got a whole bar. You got a bigger bar, my God, than a bar legalized to sell alcohol itself. Amen. You got a bar just like I'm, girl. I'm just doing it up over here. Amen. Let me take this on Facebook. Just show, girl, I'm just doing, this is blessings right here. This is blessings. Amen. But somehow, amen, you never have enough or you're never full. Amen. Then it says, watch this. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. Amen. So afterwards, watch this. These poverty folks right here. Amen. Oh, yeah, girl. I got to redo my wardrobe. And as soon as you redo your wardrobe, you got to do it again. But guess what? That money ain't coming in like it used to be. Let me pause for a second. The resources ain't coming in like it used to be. Let me pause for a second. Why? Because all you thinking about is what is on your plate now. See, this Bible is very identifying that these folks got it going on right now. It says you have so much, other words, they got the money. It says you eat. It says you eat, other words, they have food. It says they have food. It says you drink, they got liquid. They got something to drink. It says you clothe yourself, they got clothes. They got it. They got it going on right here. But also it tells them, but you don't have nothing else. So it got a cause and effect. Other words, many people, this is where they at right now. And guess what? The prophetic word telling where it's going to end up. This is where it's going to end up at. Amen. Then it says, and he who earned wages does so to put them into bags. So other words, you earning wages. It's coming now. My God, finance is coming. I don't care what wages you're earning. You are earning what? You are earning wages. Amen. It says, you and he who earn wages does so to put them into a bag with holes. Oh, girl, I just don't have, girl, I don't know what to do now. I just can't wait. Anybody writing the president, that's going to protest. They need to get ready to give us another stimulus check. That $1,400 wasn't nothing, child. I don't know. Girl, what you did with your money? But, man, what's up, man, homeboy? Boy, what you did with your finance that you gave? Girl, I just had things to do. I just had the things to do. What things you had to do when you got eviction notice? What things you had to do? Lights is getting turned out. I need to write the governor and mayor that they need to hold a light covenant. Don't shut it. We still in COVID, girl. We still in. No good where you ain't care about the COVID. And since it came, it's something, all of something, these people now become COVID activists. But when it became in the beginning, girl, I ain't worrying about no disease. COVID been here since it's it's been here for a long time. Get you a can of Lysol. It says get a can of Lysol. It says on the back, COVID, it will fight it, girl. Don't be worrying about that stuff. These folks just don't lost their mind and gone crazy. But now, because of resources coming in, because of the cause of COVID, girl, we still in COVID. These folks need to go ahead and extend these things. They better go ahead and extend our rent. That these landlords might not put us out right here because we still in a pandemic. These still in a pandemic. It's something, amen. You see how this thing playing that? So in other words, you say, who you are raised, my God does so to put them into bags with holes. Now, this is what gets me. This is what gets me. Watch this. Number 7 says, thus says who? The Lord of who? Hosts. It says, thus says, no, it ain't saying the prophet. It ain't called Hagar name out. It ain't called your bishop name out. It ain't called your landlord, or it ain't called, my God, whoever name out. It ain't called nobody else name out. It says, thus says the Lord has hope. Amen. Then it says, watch this, consider your ways. That's what the prophecy was saying, telling you yesterday. Consider your what? Your ways. Amen. Then it gives some instructions to get their tail up and go to work. Get your butt up and put your hands to the plow and don't sit here. Don't you tell me that the thing things that God be trying to tell his people is not in the word of God. And it says up in number, it says, go up to the hills and bring wood and build the house that I may take pleasure. It says, go up and break. Get your butt out of your house. Get yourself out of yourself. Stop all that pleasure. Shake yourself loose and get yourself up and go up and get that timber and go and get that wood. And you could begin to work. Because why? You ain't sold anything because you ain't getting back anything. Amen. Come on, somebody. When all the resources done wind up, what you got to do next? Y'all about to hear me here. It says, go up to the hilltops and bring the wood and build the house that I may take pleasure in it and that I may be glorified, says the Lord of hosts. Get yourself up and go to work. You remember at the fourth, up there in the fourth verse, it says, my God, you dwell in your own house. You chilling, you dwelling. Now, right here in number eight, something on switching in God, because he said, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your way. Then it tells, get yourself up. Go to the hills and watch this. Then number nine, God switched right back. After he gave them a commandment, he switched right back. He says, watch this. You look for much, and behold, it came to little. So now you in your time. So you done had your pleasure moments. You took it for granted. Now you in your time. Now all these jobs around here hiring, people looking for you. You could go ahead and be the top of your industry. You could be yourself positioned for you and your family. And the Bible says you out looking now. You are looking now. God, give me an opportunity. I'm praying. Oh, Lord, pastor, don't come to this, pastor. Let me tell you that right now. Oh, pastor, I'm praying for a job. Baby, all these jobs out here, what you did in your time. Man, everything is high. Even Chuck E. Cheese and Lil Rat is hiring. Come on, somebody. And it says, you look for much, and behold, it came too little. Other words, it's just a small door out of there. Now they back at. See, people don't got. See, the job industry looking for you now. And now watch this. Once everything get back moment, like they just made an announcement on yesterday, open things up full capacity that the governor done did. Guess what? It's slim pickings now. Where's your resume? How long you been in school? How long you stayed on the job? See, they skipping over a lot of that to get employees in. But now it's going to be slim pickings. Oh, no, you can't come in here like that. You already know the first appearance. You already ruled out. Where's this? Where's that? Where's this? Amen? And it says, and it came little. And it says, when you brought it home, I blew it away. And that little money, and you did, but got a little job and got a little check. And guess what? It never enough to take care of the resources that you need. The Bible declares, God said, I blew on it. I blew it away. He done told them, look at this here. He told you, get yourself up and go to work. Now you got up and you're going to work and you're going to obey God, and now you're bringing your little bit. Now he's blowing on it. Why? Why should he trust you to increase what you have and you didn't do anything when you was blessed? I'm a, can I hit the table on that? Amen. And it says, watch, it blew it away. It says, declare to the Lord of hosts. Because of my house that lies in ruin. In other words, you didn't get yourself up in the work. You ain't one thinking about me. It's funny how many people don't even think about God. It's funny how many people that God don't bless, you can't even sow a quarter into a legit place, a legit ministry, a legit area. It's a shame. Amen. Then you go through financial hardship. Oh, God. And the Bible declares, it said, because of my house lies in the Lord, while each of you busy with himself and with his own house. What? Yeah, you got your own thing going on. Amen. You had your own thing. I tell you what, you sit there for a minute. See, these are the places that God don't want to hold up for you. Then it talks about the heavens in the number 10. It says, therefore, the heavens above you have withheld the dew. The dew is the blessing. And the earth has withheld its produce. Other words, the dew or the blessing comes to hit to the earth, and when it hits the earth, it manifests into the earth. It manifests from the super into the natural. Amen? It manifests. And guess what it says? It withheld it. It withheld it. You know, it's sad to where so many people believe in their church, their ministry. They know they got true followers and they got true connection, even some organizations that they believe in. And now they're getting blessed and things happening. They wouldn't even sow a quarter for principles to be a blessing for their own life. I'm not talking about these bootleggers, amen? But I'm talking about principles that does work. And I'm not the type of pastor that be on this stuff here. But this is biblical recurrence, amen, that I truly believe in. My family, my wife, we believe in. But there's so many people, you're going to be locked down. I'm going to cut it off, but you're going to be locked down. You're going to be locked out because you're playing. You're going to be locked out because you took this serious. And you're going to cry to God, and you're going to scream out to God. And guess what? It's going to be a season, and he's going to let you sit there. The Bible says, they brought it home, I blew on it. What have you do? Why should God take care of you? You ain't took care, and you ain't trying to do what you need to do to take care of him. Pastor, what do you mean by that? Now, I'm not talking about the traditional meaning. I'm talking about, first of all, you taking care of God by taking care of your own home. Didn't God bless you with that overhead? He bless you. He bless you with your shelter, taking care of your own home, taking care of your responsibility. You taking care of God's house. Your house should be dedicated to the Lord anyways if you're saved and you're a believer. And you taking care of the house of God when you take care of your responsibility. You taking care of the works of God, even if you ain't a minister. Say, you know what? I believe in this place. They ain't showed me no fault yet. Let me sow into here. I'm getting blessed. God, let me sow into here. How many people done that? How many people tried that? Then next thing you know, then here comes the wind. Here comes the season to where you have to live off of what you sowed. In other words, the interest that you don't sow into the body or into the kingdom or into your own life, now it's time for the famine or the famine hit to hold you up. Then the Bible declares when the man of God, there was Pharaoh, and Pharaoh had this dream, 7 good years and 7 years of famine. They had that 7 blessed years they sowed, they saved, they put up. Then when the 7 years of famine, amen, what they sold, what they saved, the works that they do, it had to hold them up for them 7 years. What are you doing? Saints of God, what are you doing? Then next thing you know, here come these long prayer lines again. These church pastors are not worried because they know at the end of the day, you might be gone now. But they understand the property. A lot of people understand the problem now is that they're going to come kicking down the church again because at the end of the day, resources are going to run out and they're going to need the Lord help and they're going to need somebody to get a prayer through for them. So it's going to always be a market for it because why? People are not taking accountability of their own life and their own thing in the time where they should. How many of you doing it? How many of you? And God give you chances after chances after chances after chances. He bless you, he bless you, he bless you. But so many people think it's their ability that get them to where they at. Baby, all it takes is one decision to have you bankrupt. All it takes is one incident to have you back at the bottom. All it takes you one decision, one issue, or one incident that works in somebody else's favor and not in your favor to call you financially broke. God is the source. God is the keeper. God is the resource. Apply things. Get up before, like the word of Haggai hit them, before it hits you. I got to go deeper into this, but not today. Amen. Hopefully Sunday I can be able to go deeper into it. Better you, evangelist.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Told you got a four-course meal, didn't you? Didn't you? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle Temple, as always, for breaking the true bread of life with us. Man, I got to go back and read these scriptures because they do apply. I was texting in our ABM group chat this morning that these scriptures came and matched the prophetic. It absolutely matched the prophetic. You know, a lot of people get into situations, but the scripture, if you go back and you read it, it matches exactly the prophetic word that came through yesterday. We enjoyed you all this week. We look forward to you meeting us on the line Sunday morning so we can continue to dig into this word, this right now word. Remember yesterday, the glory is here now. It's a right now word. It's not a word that's forthcoming. It's a word that's here now. So we look forward to you being on the line Sunday morning. May God continue to bless you and keep you and have a glorious weekend. We'll meet you Sunday morning, 10:45. Don't forget, 10:45. May God bless you and keep you. Good evening, good night, good day.
Remember this?